We celebrate today the ascension of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, being taken up to heaven. We know certainly he rose from the dead. That was Easter Sunday morning. And then 40 days later, he was taken up to heaven where he was fully glorified. And it's kind of interesting why did he hang around for 40 days after his resurrection? And why did he want his apostles to be there when he went up to heaven, ascended into heaven? Well, the thing about the 40 days is certainly the 40 days, there's a significance in that. We're mindful about how in the Old Testament, when the Israelites disobeyed God, they failed to trust in God. It's interesting, they failed to trust in God because God had told them to reconnoiter the land, the promised land, and they came back from that, and two of the individuals said, hey, we can take this, and the other one said, we can't, and then the Israelites went along with the ones that said they can't take it. And so they didn't trust in the Lord. And so as a result of that, the Lord punished them and said, hey, your generation is going to be in the desert, and you're going to die in the desert, basically. So they were in the desert for 40 years after that. There's a significance there because they didn't trust in the Lord, and then eventually they do get to go into the promised land. The promised land is kind of like a foreshadowing of heaven. So what is it telling us is trust in the Lord. Then you have another incident where Jesus, before he goes into his public ministry, he's led out in the desert and he fasts for 40 days. You know, we hear about that usually during Lent. That's why we have 40 days of Lent. So he's fasting, and what is he doing out there? In part, he's preparing for his mission, his public ministry. Now, his whole life, you could argue, is a mission, but in a more prominent way, his public ministry, Jesus is preparing for that, to be a greater witness of what God has called him, God the Father has called him to do. So we have that incident where 40 days he's out in the desert. So then you have this incident where Jesus is around after his resurrection for 40 days. What's with that? Certainly there's significances that I just mentioned. But also, partly it's Jesus wants really for them to really go and grow in their faith and trust of him, what he has shared with them, what he is going to do for them, to trust in the Lord. Trust that he's going to give you the necessary means to accomplish the mission that he has for you. Kind of like what we're called to as well. So he wants to really buttress their belief and strengthen their faith in him, in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. So he's around there for 40 days trying to grow their witness capacity, if you will. So this is in part, he's there for 40 days. So then he is taken up into heaven. And just want to elaborate a little bit more on that. It says, taken up into heaven. Now, there's a couple aspects. Sometimes we hear the heavens, it's like the universe and the skies and the things above. But also, heaven is a place. Yeah. We hear, let's go to God is in heaven. Well, where is it? Well, we don't know. But we know that, God has his throne in heaven. Jesus, what does Jesus say when he teaches us how to pray? He says, pray, our Father who art in heaven. Well, if anybody would know where the Father is, it would be Jesus. So if he tells us the Father is in heaven, he's probably in heaven. Even the Creed, if we really pay attention to the Creed, we profess that. So we really want to acknowledge that, okay, heaven is a place, and we really want to strive to get there. If Jesus specifically says he goes to heaven, and we're supposed to follow after Jesus, we want to get there too. So we really want to have that idea, like, I want to get there, Lord. Help me to get there. And that's in part where hope comes in. Because whatever comes our way, we're called to have hope, following the way of the Lord, that we're going to get there. Again, it's God's grace, but we got to do our part. We have to follow the Lord to get there. So, it just kind of strengthens our hope. Another thing that's interesting, if you listen carefully, is Jesus was taken up to heaven. taken up, it means someone took him up. He didn't do it on his own power. It seems like the Holy Spirit was involved, and it seems like the Holy Spirit is quite involved in a lot of things, you know. We hear when Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb, whose power was it that did that? It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit certainly was involved and engaged with the prophets before Jesus came. The Holy Spirit came unto Jesus in his baptism. He was God, but the Holy Spirit did descend upon him during his baptism. And then we know that certainly the Holy Spirit probably was the one who raised him from the dead. And then now we have the Holy Spirit seems to be taking him up to heaven. So he was taken up to heaven. So the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that at Mass, it's the Holy Spirit who transforms the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is substantially powerful. And it's a reminder for us because Jesus says, hey, I'm going to send you the other advocate. He's going to help you. So it's kind of a foreshadowing of what we're called to be open to the Spirit, to allow the Spirit's power to move in us, to transform us. The Holy Spirit actually is the one that makes us holy, sanctifies us. So that's important, the Holy Spirit. Another thing that is interesting here, you read that first reading from Acts, the two men in dazzling white show up. Now remember, at the resurrection, there was dazzling white men, individuals that came. Probably angels that show up here. And they are commenting about how the apostles are looking up at the sky and they're saying, why are you such in disbelief? Oh, by the way, Jesus is going to come back in the same way that he went up in the clouds in heaven. He's going to come back that way. Now, this is interesting because you go into Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Jesus actually is speaking about the second coming. And he talks about this. He talks about him coming on the clouds of heaven in his glorious manner. So Jesus had actually told them about this. And so now if you have the angels sort of acknowledging it and saying, hey, you know what? He's going to come back in this way. It might have clicked in their head. You know, it's just like, hey, yeah, when he was here, he actually said that to them. Jesus said that to them the week he died. He said that to us. He said he's going to come back on the clouds. And now the angels are verifying it. So he's acknowledging the second coming, his second coming. So for us really to say, hey, you know what? Jesus is going to come again. Again, it's certainly for the apostles, but it's also to help buttress our belief. You know, like the Lord is going to return. Another interesting point I want to bring out, and that is the gospel. If you listen closely to the gospel, Jesus blesses them, and as he's going up to heaven, he blesses them. It says he blessed them and he was taken up to heaven. It's like, you know, he's going up and he's blessing them on his way up. So the last thing that he does is blesses them. That is interesting. Yeah. You know, blessing usually, and I say it at Mass, what do I do at the very end of Mass? Give you a blessing. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. What does Jesus do? He's blessing them. It's like, okay, I'm blessing you. What are we blessed for? Well, in part, it's like we're being blessed to go out and witness to the Lord. That's what Jesus told them to do. Go and witness to who I am. Witness to the Lord. So the blessing in part is like, hey, go and witness, be a witness of the Lord, the resurrected Christ. And it all kind of fits together. Jesus wants them really to have a greater belief in him. I am truly risen. Go and witness that to the world. You know, do we witness the resurrection of Christ in our lives? Are we people of hope? You know, when everything seems to be gloomy and doomy and whatever else, are we people of hope? People can see it. Now, if we walk around kind of like moping around, No, we have hope. The Lord is risen. He has ascended into heaven. That's where all of us are called. So certainly we are grateful in the ascension of our Lord, what we celebrate today, and we just acknowledge, Lord, help us really to strive for heaven, really to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, really to look forward to your second coming, and then help us to accomplish your mission in our lives.